Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 090226. Amen. You are welcome to Praying Scripture Counseling Devotional. Lift your voice wherever you are. This is not an ordinary hour. This is a prophetic hour. It is your month of planted to flourish. And today, we are stepping into the mystery of growth by divine design. Get ready, because when God gives increase, no man can deny it. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. Amen. Our focus today is growth by divine design. And our scriptural declaration is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. And it reads, "So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase." Amen. I want you to hear this clearly today. I want you to know that your life is not stuck. Your growth is scheduled. Many people are anxious because they think increase is controlled by men or systems or circumstances. But the word says, "Neither he that planteth nor he that watereth." Those are human rules. Increase is God's exclusive assignment. There are seasons when nothing seems to move outwardly, yet heaven is working inwardly. Roots are going deeper. Capacity is being enlarged. Character is being refined. God never rushes growth that must last. You are not late. You are not forgotten. You are not failing. You are simply growing by divine design. This is what God is saying this morning. With this understanding, I want you to lift your voice and declare boldly. Say, "I declare and I decree, my increase is not subject to human approval. It is governed by heaven." Say it again. Because you have been expecting certain things from certain quarters, from certain authority, from certain people, I want you to change your mindset and declare. Say, "I decree and I declare, my increase is not subject to human approval. It is governed by heaven." Say again, "I decree and I declare, I prophesy into my life that every seed I have planted in obedience is receiving divine attention now. In the name of Jesus, every seed I have planted in obedience shall receive divine attention this month and this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare, where men stopped helping me, God is stepping in as my multiplier." Say it again, have faith in God. Where men stopped helping me, God is stepping in as my multiplier in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say, "I decree and I declare, I prophesy into my life that my roots are deep, my foundation is strong, and my growth is irreversible." I want you to say that your blessing is irreversible. My blessing is irreversible. My growth is irreversible. My growth is unstoppable in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to say, "I decree and I declare, I will not grow prematurely. I will not grow wrongly. I grow by divine design in the name of Jesus. Lord, there shall be nothing premature about my destiny in the name of Jesus. Nothing premature about my family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I will not go wrongly. Nothing will go wrongly in my life in Jesus' mighty name." I want you to say, "I decree and I declare, I prophesy into my life, every season of silence in my life is producing substance now. In the name of Jesus, every season of silence, when it looks as if nothing is working, is producing substance now in the name of Jesus Christ." I want you to say, "I decree and I declare, I flourish without envy. I flourish without comparison or pressure in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to quickly take this word of knowledge. Hallelujah. God is saying somewhere, somehow, in somebody's life, hidden growth is becoming evident. I sense the Lord speaking to someone who feels unseen, unnoticed, and uncelebrated. You feel unseen, unnoticed, and uncelebrated. You have been faithful in a quiet season, serving, praying, sowing, and waiting. Heaven says your roots have gone deep enough. What has been underground is about to surface visibly. Expect sudden recognition. Read it again. Expect sudden recognition. Take note of that and bear it in mind. Expect sudden recognition, clarity, and fruit where you once felt forgotten. This is not luck. It is divine timing. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we align with your divine order this morning. We silence every voice of haste, every voice of fear and comparison. We receive grace to plant faithfully and trust you completely for increase. Let divine growth break out in our lives, in our families, in our ministries and destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, there has been stagnation. Release movement now, O Lord. Where there has been delay, release the sign. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everyone under the sound of my voice, as we go today, go and make things happen. As we go to today, go in divine speed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of the Lord will guide you. It will guide your feet. In the name of Jesus, you will not run into trouble or any error today. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ for performance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Can somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. I want you to say again, say, I am growing by divine design. As we close now, say, I am growing by divine design. Hallelujah. And I join my faith together with yours, and I decree over you that this is your season of planted to flourish. Your increase is unstoppable. Go and flourish, because God himself is giving you increase. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Your host again is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. Hallelujah. You are blessed, be blessed, and be eternally blessed. Keep sharing this tip until I come your way again tomorrow. Remain blessed. Hallelujah.